I want to talk a little bit about why we baptize, why we believe in that, why it's so important to us. One thing that's pretty cool is that baptisms are actually something that the church has been doing for over 2,000 years now. And so it's kind of an ancient tradition. Of course, that doesn't really answer the question why, does it? Because there's a lot of things that we do because we've always done, and it's stupid, right? Amen, right? And so let's be honest. Now, baptisms are not one of those things, okay? So we want to talk about a little bit about why. And I want to tell you that baptisms were not our idea. It's not something that as a church, somebody in the church was sitting around one day and was like, you know what we should do? We should get a tank, fill it with water, and hold people underwater, see how long they can stand, and then pull them out, and we'll, right? No, it wasn't our idea. It was actually Jesus's idea. Jesus himself was baptized. You'll see in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 16, as he began his public ministry. So one of our first examples that we have of baptism in the scriptures actually was Jesus. Let me read it to you. It says in verse 13, "Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. But John tried to stop him, saying, 'I need to be baptized by you, and yet you come to me?'" Could you imagine being John the Baptist there, right? "And Jesus answered him, 'Allow it for now, because this is the way for us to fulfill all righteousness.'" Righteousness meaning there was a plan. God had a plan. And so Jesus is saying this is part of the fulfillment of that plan. It says, "And then he allowed him to be baptized," verse 16, "And after Jesus was baptized," imagine this scene, oh my goodness. "After Jesus was baptized, he immediately went up from the water. The heavens suddenly opened for him," how cool would that be? "And he saw the Spirit of God," that's the Holy Spirit, "descending like a dove and coming down on him. And there came a voice from heaven, 'This is my beloved Son, I take delight in him.'" How amazing, amen. How amazing must that moment have been, right? How cool must that moment have been for all who got to be there and witness that? So really, the first reason you say, why do we do baptisms? Why do we believe in baptisms? Well, first of all, we do it because we're following Christ's example in the church. We see as Jesus was baptized, you say, well, he didn't get saved. Why is Jesus getting baptized? Well, part of it, he says, this is part of God's plan for me. This is part of my righteousness, that you see the Holy Spirit come down. And it wasn't that that God was anointing Jesus for the first time, but as God the Father speaks blessing over God the Son, as he speaks his approval over Jesus, we're seeing in that moment that the Son, God the Son, has the anointing and blessing of God the Father as the Holy Spirit descends on him. And from that moment on, Jesus begins what is his public ministry. We call it his public ministry, and he begins his march to the cross. He begins as he teaches us about the will and the character and the goodness of God. But what's really interesting is that as Jesus, in this moment of baptism, he is taking on, hear this is pretty cool, he is taking on showing his identification with sinners. Now, that wasn't that Jesus was becoming a sinner, not that Jesus was a sinner, but he's symbolically showing us what he's about to do for us at the cross. He's about to take on the sins of the world through his death and resurrection, his defeat of sin, where Jesus comes and makes all things new. Isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Jesus' baptism is an amazing moment. But he doesn't just give us his example of baptism. He tells us to be baptized. He tells us to baptize. He lives his life on earth. He teaches us again about the heart and the nature of God. We see his death and resurrection at the cross. And right before he ascends back into heaven, he gives his final words to his disciples. Now, we know that if someone is about to go away for a long time, or if somebody's about to pass away, if you've ever sat with somebody on their deathbed, you know that those final words are something to be treasured, aren't they? You know that those final words, they're going to give you something that is important. That's where final words, where healing takes place. It's where oftentimes forgiveness takes place. It's also sometimes where a charge takes place. Hey, do this in my honor. Do this in my name. And as Jesus is about to ascend back up into heaven, he gives one final charge for the disciples. And that final charge continues on with us today. That final charge continues on with the church today. His lasting words to the disciples we find in Matthew 28, 19 through 20, where he says, "Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of age. How cool is that? How cool is that? I feel like sometimes we read the words of the scriptures and we see words like that, and we get used to them, right? We just read them over and you just kind of read past them, right? It's like you just get used to things. Like, you know, the Dallas Cowboys losing, you just get used to it, right? And so you just move right on, right? But these are crucial words that Jesus gives us. These are important words. He tells his church, he tells his disciples, go and make more disciples. Go and spread the word. Go and make more disciples. And then when they become a disciple, when they accept me as their Lord and Savior, baptize them into the faith. Baptize them in the faith and teach them how to follow me. Isn't that cool? And so when we get baptized as Christians, hear this. This is awesome. When we get baptized as Christians, you are and we are being obedient to a commandment straight from Jesus' lips. How cool is that, right? A lot of times in life, let's be honest, there's a lot of times in life you're going and you wonder, we have this saying, am I following the will of God, right? Am I following the will of God? Now, there's a lot of things you may be doing in your life that I don't know if that's the Lord's will, right? I mean, maybe it is, maybe it's not, right? But no, we do our best to follow the will of God. But when you get baptized, you know, when you're a Christian and you commit your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you get baptized, you are literally following a commandment from Jesus' lips. You don't have to question that one. You don't have to question that one. You're following the words of Jesus, and I think that is so cool. Amen? And so even for me as your pastor, it is an incredible honor for me, because when we baptize people today, I'm literally, as a pastor, getting to be obedient to the words of Jesus. I'm getting to see, as Jesus says, go and baptize, or go and make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teach them to observe my ways. And when we do that, we are literally being obedient to the words of Jesus. What an honor that is, church. What an honor that is. And not just for me, but for all of us as a church family to take part in that together. You see the beauty of that? You see the spirit in that? We take part in that together as a church family, and it is a beautiful and wonderful blessing. Amen? And so we baptize because we are taking part in new life together. We've baptized to follow Christ's example. We baptize and get baptized to be obedient to the words of Jesus. And number three, what's really cool is that baptism is a physical demonstration of a new spiritual reality. Amen? You see, baptism is a picture of what God is doing in you, bringing someone from death into life. You were spiritually dead, but now through faith and salvation, you have been raised to life. How cool is that? And so for those being baptized today, amen, thank you. For those being baptized today, your life has changed, and what you're doing is you're demonstrating physically a spiritual reality. As you come out of the water, it's an imagery of what was dying to yourself and being made new in Jesus Christ. Look at Colossians 2, 12 through 14. It says, when you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive with him and forgave us our trespasses. I love this opening to verse 14. He erased the certificate of debt with its obligations. Praise God. He erased it. That means he erased what we owed him because of our sin. He erased it that was against us and opposed to us and has taken it away. How did he do it? By nailing it to the cross. Praise God for that. Amen. You were buried in baptism, raised through faith, dead in sin, made alive in Christ, owed a debt to God because of our sin, and Jesus nailed it to the cross. Praise God. Amen. Y'all clap. It's okay. It's okay. So you're like, can I? Yes. Jesus has saved your soul. And he is transforming our lives. Praise Jesus. And so we baptize because it is a visual and a symbolic demonstration of our union with Jesus. Baptism is a picture of salvation. Baptism is renouncing our dependence on ourselves. It is acknowledging that there is nothing I can do to save me. There is nothing of my own works that I can do to save my soul. I am announcing and declaring, I need Jesus. I need Jesus. We are showing that we are dependent on the cross of Christ and the grace of God for the forgiveness of our sins and our salvation. We are saying it is only by God's grace that we are saved. Amen? And so we demonstrate that spiritual reality physically through baptism, showing that we go into the water and coming out. It is, we were buried because of our sin, but Jesus raised us to life. We were dead, but we have been made alive. Praise God. Sorry, I got real excited on that one. I've already made one baby cry today by yelling. I got to be careful. I'm not kidding. I really have. When we get into the water, it symbolizes that we're dying to who I was. I'm dying to who I was, and I'm coming out of that water a new creation. Praise Jesus. The significance of baptism is a picture of the former life being put to death and entering into a new life as a Christian, being set free from the dominion of sin, shame, and guilt over our lives. Sin, shame, and guilt that you have left behind because you have been made new, and now we follow the Spirit of God with our lives. How cool is that? Now here's the thing, is that baptism, I'm talking about this baptism like it's this mystical, beautiful thing, and it kind of is, right? But I don't want you to get it twisted and think, okay, so it's the water that cleanses me of my sin, like it must be holy water. Like, no, it's hose water, okay? We didn't get it from Israel, right? No lake. And even that's not holy water, let's be honest, right? Although, if you believe it is, I could sell you some for $7.99. Just kidding. Just kidding. Got to sip some coffee on that one. Be in trouble. The baptism water doesn't cleanse us of our sin, but it is symbolic of the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ that sets us free, because your debt is paid. Amen? Amen. And so for those of you who have been baptized and are being baptized today, I want you to know that as you repent of your sin, as you give your life to Jesus, I want you to hear these words. You are set free. Amen. You are, and not just are set free, clap, that's good. You are not just set free from your sin today, but you are continually being set free. Because one thing we know is our reality is sometimes we get saved, we give our lives to Jesus, and we continue walking, we still have struggles, don't we? And we still have shame that we deal with, and we still have guilt that we deal with. And I want you to know that Jesus, through the blood, his death and resurrection, is continually working in your life to set you free. You are not who you were. You are a new creation in Christ. So don't hold on to your past. Don't you let the enemy tell you who you are, because the enemy is a liar. The enemy will tell you that you're not worthy. The enemy will tell you that you're not good enough. The enemy will try to heap shame on you, but Christ has made you a new creation. Christ has set you free. Jesus says you are raised to life. So walk in it, church. Amen? Walk in it. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't hold on to the shame. Don't hold on to the guilt. Christ has set you free, so be free. Amen? Amen. And don't think just because you still might have some struggles that it didn't take, okay? Right? Because we have a God who is working in your life to sanctify you and make you holy and pleasing, right? Amen? So God is at work. So don't give up. Don't give up. You just keep allowing God to work in your life to continue to transform you. You keep coming and worshiping Jesus and allow His Holy Spirit to change your life. Amen? As we watch baptisms today, I want you to remind yourself of those truths, because some of you probably forgot. Some of you walked in this place and you've got guilt hanging on you. You've got shame hanging on you. You've got sin that you've been struggling with hanging on you. And if you are saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to remember what He did in your life. Remember what He is doing in your life. Remember that He is able to continually set you free. So as we baptize today, I want you to remind yourself of those truths. don't you forget who your God is, and don't you forget what he's doing in your life. Amen? As we choose to be baptized today, we are following the example of Jesus. We are being obedient to the commands of Jesus. We are demonstrating physically our new spiritual reality. And finally, one of my favorite parts, number four, as we follow Jesus' example, we are declaring publicly to your church, your friends, and your family what God has done in you. Amen? Amen. We're telling the world, I am not who I was. Jesus has changed me. I was talking to somebody yesterday who called me about getting baptized, and this person said, man, I just feel compelled. I just feel compelled to get baptized. And they said, because I just want to shout from the rooftops what God has done in my life. And that's why we do it, amen? Because we want to celebrate with our friends and family. We want to shout from the rooftops, look what God has done in me. I'm not who I was. I'm a new creation. Look how good God is, amen? We're declaring God's salvation, you're declaring God's goodness, and you are declaring your testimony to the world what God has done in you. How stinking awesome is that, amen? Amen. And one of the things that's really cool about that, and don't you lose sight of this, church, is that when we baptize people who are declaring what God has done in their life, who are declaring their salvation, declaring God's goodness, we get to be a part of that. We get to celebrate with them. We're now, sharing big moments is always a lot more fun when you get to do it with friends and family, isn't it? Right? Now, some of you are like, you don't know my family. Well, sorry, right? But your friends, right? Your friends, right? Big moments are always more fun when you get to share it with family. And as a church family, it's so special that we get to celebrate these things together, isn't it? It's so special. We're in this together. Ephesians 4:4-6 says, there is one body and one spirit. Just as you are called to one hope at your calling, the Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. That means as these folks get baptized today and they declare their salvation, they declare what God is doing in their lives, that means they are a part of the family, amen? And as a family, we celebrate together and we get to be a part of one another's stories, don't we? It's very special to be a part of one another's stories. And so as we share our stories with each other, we get to love one another. We get to care for one another. We get to walk with one another. We get to let these people know that they are not alone, amen? Because they have a family who has their back. They have a family who's here for them, not just on the good days like today to celebrate, but when their relationship with God hits a hard point. When their walk with God has some difficult struggles, when life isn't so easy, when life gets hard, that they have a family who stands behind them, who supports them, and loves them. Amen? You gonna be that family? You better be, or you're all fired. I'm kicking you out, okay? All right? As a family, we celebrate together. Those of you who are getting baptized, you have a church that loves you. You have community groups that care about you and love you. You have serve teams that you serve with who love you and care about you. You have a church family who's with you. Now, let's be honest. We're human, so we won't always do it perfect. Amen? All right, so don't get offended when I mess up, because I will, because I'm stupid and I put my foot in my mouth every week at least once from the stage, right? And those of you who are here every week, you're like, yeah, he's right, yeah. All right? But we're here for you. And we celebrate with you as a church family as you celebrate your new life with Jesus. So in baptism, we thank you for letting us as your church family be a part of your story, don't we? We thank you that we get to be a part of your story and what Jesus is doing in your lives. And I want to say this, church, as we celebrate baptisms today, let us never get used to it. Let us never get used to it. And I'm not talking about any church, nothing like that, but we've all sat in churches where somebody gets up and they get baptized and they're like, it's cute, it's great, it's awesome. No, it's amazing. It's amazing, right? It is the purpose. It is why we're here, right? Like, that souls would get saved, that lives would be changed by Jesus. And so today, as we witness that as a church, don't you take it for granted. Because it is a beautiful and wonderful thing, and we're going to get excited, and we're going to celebrate, and we're going to hunger for more baptisms, aren't we? We're going to hunger, because what baptisms represent, souls saved and lives changed, and that is the goal. that we would belong to a church family where God is continually moving and working and healing and changing lives and saving souls, and that we get to be witnesses of it. Amen? Right? Like, hey, listen. There's a lot of social clubs out there that we can go be a part of. This ain't one of them, baby. Like, I'm happy to be your friend, but I ain't just here to be your friend. I'm here because we want to see God at work in our midst, don't we? We want to see God move in our midst. We want to see souls saved and lives changed. So as we get to baptize folks today, don't you get used to it. Don't you take it for granted. It is a beautiful gift that God is at work in our midst, that he allows us to be a part of it, isn't it? So don't let us not take it for granted. We are laboring together. New birth is a really big deal. New birth is a really big deal. Right, like, new birth is always cause for celebration. Like, when somebody has a baby, we do baby showers, we do, like, we give them gifts, right? We celebrate. Why? Because new life is a big deal, right? Like, that person posts a picture of that baby on Facebook, it gets 1,000 likes, even if the baby's ugly, right? Not that we've ever had an ugly baby at the River Church. Our babies are beautiful. They are blessed by the Lord, right? Amen, right? That's some other churches got the ugly babies. We got the beautiful babies. I'm really sorry. All right. But the point is new life is something to be celebrated. And how, as much as we celebrate a new baby when it's born, we should infinitely celebrate new spiritual life, shouldn't we? Because that is salvation. Like, that's salvation, guys. That's a soul who was headed to hell, now is going to experience heaven forever in eternity with Jesus Christ and our God. How cool is that? So we worship our God today. We praise our God today. And if you're a Christian in here today, you remember what God has done in your life. Amen? You remember how he saved your soul, how he changed your life, and let that refresh your soul. If you're weary in here today, you remember how God has been at work in you. You remember how his spirit can breathe life into you. And at River Church, as we celebrate baptisms today, let us worship and praise and honor our God. Amen? We baptize because we want to follow the example of Jesus. We baptize because we want to be obedient to the commands of Jesus. We baptize because we want to demonstrate physically our new spiritual reality. And we baptize because we want to declare publicly and celebrate publicly with our church, our friends, and our families what God has done in our life. Amen? Amen. River Church, stand with me. Here's what we're about to do. And you're going, wait, when are the baptisms happening? This is the shortest sermon I've ever preached. Here's what we're about to do. The band's going to come in a second, and we're going to sing, and we're going to worship Jesus, and I'm going to give you guys a few directions, and we're going to baptize. Amen? We're going to celebrate the goodness of God. And part of that, what we're going to be doing, is our guys are going to be passing out communion. Now, we do this every week. If you would like to partake in communion, you are welcome to. You don't have to. It's just something that we do to celebrate our salvation. Jesus commanded his church to do this in remembrance of him. And so every week as the band sings, we sing one last song and we worship Jesus. We give you a chance to take part in communion where you remember his death and resurrection on the cross. And man, what a beautiful day to do that through as we celebrate baptisms. Amen? And so if you'd like to partake in communion, they'll be passing that around. But before we baptize folks, we're just going to celebrate the goodness of God. We're going to worship Jesus for all the reasons I just told you. We got a lot to celebrate. Amen? Amen. Let me pray for us and let's worship. God, I love you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that we get to celebrate new life through baptism. Thank you that you are at work in our church, at work in our midst, Lord. We love you and we worship you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Let's worship.